Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, there are huge calls for full-on war in the Middle East. Syrian girl will be joining us to break it down. Really smart lady. Coming up, and I wanted to air a little bit of what's happening in Atlanta, where Antifa is not just burning down new police stations and new police training facilities. They're now attacking any construction site that the companies building the police station are involved in. True terrorism, but it's not being called that.
Another arson attack in Atlanta.
Yeah, this one is more than two dozen attacks police say are tied to opponents of the Public Safety Training Center. Someone lit construction equipment on fire at a townhome development near Grant Park. This is in southeast Atlanta. Atlanta News First reporter Patrick Quinn is there now. And Patrick, you're about 4 miles away from the training center site. Do we know why this particular area was targeted?
Sean, just within the last hour, an anonymous group claimed responsibility for setting this construction equipment on fire. Online, this group says they are opposed to the building of the Public Safety Training Center, and they said that they targeted this specific project because the contractor involved is also building that training facility. I talked with officials from Brent Scarborough and Company, that is that contractor. They confirmed they are building the training facility. They told me today this is not the first time their projects have been targeted.
Go for engine 10.
Charred construction equipment. Around 5:30 in the morning, fire crews rushed to this townhome development under construction in southeast Atlanta.
Got an excavator and bulldozer. Got both involved. Got water on now.
This is absolutely horrendous. And we have to get to the bottom of this.
In the last year and a half, according to city officials, there have now been 24 arson attacks, damaging at least 85 pieces of construction equipment spanning 23 states. They say are all tied to the movement against the building of Atlanta's Public Safety Training Center.
They don't care about life, and they certainly don't care about the safety of Atlantans.
Police Chief Darren Sheerbaum last week announced a nationwide campaign to find these alleged arsonists. The city setting up more than 450 billboards in 8 different U.S. cities, asking for the public's help to track down those responsible.
And they are going to be stopped.
On site, an official with Brent Scarborough and Company confirmed they are involved in the building of the training facility, and this is not their first time their unrelated projects have been targeted.
About 5:30 a.m. on Borough Street in southeast Atlanta, Atlanta Fire Rescue as well as APD responded to the scene to find construction equipment that had been set afire. It is currently under investigation, so we are very limited what we can share with you right now. However, if you look over my shoulder, you will see the equipment that was burned. It belongs to a private contractor. But more importantly, I need to drive home the point that we are in the communities of the city of Atlanta. We are close to private homes where families live, and we have arson events that are occurring. And this has got to stop. We really need your assistance to help us in this investigation. We're here with our partners from APD, ATF, as well as GBI. And we are having an ongoing investigation, and we're trying to get to the bottom of this situation. So if anyone has seen anything, please look at your Ring cameras. Please come forward. We need you to contact us utilizing Crime Stoppers. We need your assistance. This is absolutely horrendous, and we have to get to the bottom of this. We'll have a few words from our police chief if he wants to say anything.
All right. Thank you, Chief Smith. Appreciate it. Good morning, everyone. Always appreciate your role in informing our communities. As the chief said, this has got to stop. Early indication is this arson attack, along with many others, is targeted at a construction company that is building the Public Safety Training Center. And early indications are this arson attack is an attempt to stop that investment of the safety of Atlanta. There is a reward for up to $200,000 that is in place for information that leads to the arrest and the conviction of the arson or arsonists that are at play. citizens that are watching your news broadcast or reading on your online content, we ask them to join us. We are here with the ATF and the GBI and the FBI, but we need your assistance. There's likely someone that's watching this news report now that has Ring camera that is critical and is key to helping us arrest this individual. If this individual or individuals are not stopped soon, they are likely to cost someone their life. And this is not an attack that is limited to Burrell Street. This attack today impacts every citizen of Atlanta and everyone.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, President Trump warns there's a 100% chance of a major terror attack. Our borders are wide open. Biden gave $6 billion a month before Hamas attacked Israel. We knew Hezbollah was backing it. Now Hezbollah's admitted that. Now you've got attacks in the Red Sea by the Houthi rebels out of Yemen. You've got this attack on a U.S. base in Jordan out of Syria. Syrian girl was not a backer of Assad. Her family, she's a well-known journalist, was purged by him and actually kicked out. That's why she lives in Australia. She's a scientist herself and been a frequent guest with us over the years. She's a journalist covering geopolitics and so much more. But I wanted to get her on to talk about this because from all our sources, Iran's had nuclear weapons, atomic bombs, at least for decades. Now even mainstream news, I covered this last night, is now admitting that Iran does have them, just like Israel denies they have them, but they do have them. We have the war with Russia. That's not going well, so they've pivoted out of Ukraine into the Middle East. This is escalating very, very rapidly. So regardless of what side you're on, I'm on the side of stopping nuclear war. It's very important to walk through the different scenarios of what Iran may do if they get struck. And just like I walked through, could Israel actually take Gaza? Could they carpet bomb the whole place and win? That wasn't me calling for carpet bombing. That was me walking through, could they even defeat Hamas in that area, which I don't think they could. And I said it would be a major political disaster for them. But we're going to war game all this and look at all the angles of it. But this is a very serious situation. Biden given chilling nuclear warning over attacking Iran. The kamikaze drones, former UN Inspector David Albright says they've already got nuclear weapons. The question is, have they loaded them on two missiles? And I showed you the Washington Times. And I showed you others reporting the same thing. So, Syrian girl, you're really an expert on that area of the world. I'm going to skip this break so you have the floor. And so don't pause unless you want me to interrupt. But just, you know, start in the history of this. You can start what's currently happening. But my big concern is this escalation is very obvious. It's what the globalists want ahead of the U.S. election. The end of the old monetary system is coming to an end. The dollar, they're rolling out everywhere, the central bank digital currencies. And every time they bring in a whole new order, there's a major war. And, of course, the big issue is the nuclear weapons mixed into the situation. So Syrian Girl on Twitter, at Partisan Girl on YouTube, Syrian Girl Partisan on Telegram, Syrian Partisan, or just search Syrian Girl. Syrian Girl, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. I'm really glad to be here, Alex, and I'm so glad to see you're back on Twitter. Sorry, that was the first thing I wanted to say. Twitter has missed you a lot, and I'm so glad we have a win for free speech, and you know, always honored to be here. So I am from Syria, so I would like to caveat that, of course, we have our own views on Israel, and very quickly, the history of Israel in the region. You know, as from Syria's perspective, we see Israel as an existential threat, because essentially it was set up like the Jewish state in our region, in the Levant, in the same similar way to how the Islamic state in the Levant was set up, in the sense that it had a lot of foreign investment, a lot of foreigners coming in, illegal immigration. Some of them were armed, some of them were doing terrorist attacks. They were doing terrorist attacks against even the English occupation in Palestine. At the time, you know, in 1920, for example, Syria had actually declared independence, and that region actually included Palestine. So we see that as sort of part of like the Levant people. And when that happened, the French and the English invaded, they kind of split it up. There was the Balfour Declaration, where they created this Jewish state. And they have nuclear weapons, as you said yourself. And they have something called the Samson option, which if you want to threaten them, they have this sort of taking the world hostage with nuclear weapons. Now, I kind of agree with what you said earlier. I personally think that Iran does have nuclear weapons already. And the reason I believe that is because the way that they're posturing, I think we have maybe some technical difficulties. Is that correct?
You got a little bit of a glitch, but I'm listening to every word you're saying. I want to be clear. You've got the floor here. You can say whatever you want about Israel, anybody else. We're all about free speech.
I've changed the internet connection to maybe a more stable one now.
No, you're doing not much cut out. It might have cut out for you, but it didn't cut out. So you were saying, look, I know Iran has nuclear weapons. I'll leave it at that. I've said it for 15 years. I'll just stop there. But just continue.
Well, I have to take your word. I mean, I don't know. But as far as what I can see, the way that the U.S. is treating Iran, the way that the posturing is happening, I think it's clear that they have something on their sleeve, something powerful, something that will counterbalance Israel's nuclear weapons. And if you notice, like Netanyahu, he really, really pushed for the Iraq war, and that went through fine because, it was after Iraq was disarmed of chemical weapons. Like, an invasion will not happen until after someone is disarmed of weapons of mass destruction. Same thing happened in Libya, same thing happened in Syria. Netanyahu has been pushing the U.S. to go to war with Iran for 20 years, and it hasn't happened. And now it's come to this point where, okay, they'll go to war with the Houthis for Israel, but they're not going to go to war with Iran because it would be catastrophic. However, you know, there's a lot of people with a lot of influence in the United States, especially in the military-industrial complex, that would like to see that happen. Now, when it comes to Syria, you know, the U.S. is occupying Syria's oil fields. And that base, it's called Al-Tanf Air Base that was struck. Most of it was actually inside Syria. If you guys would like to have a look at the map, it's on the border of Jordan and Syria. And the vast majority of it is in Syria. And Jordan has came out with a statement that it wasn't on their side that it was struck. Now, the reason why that is because they don't want to be roped into a war either, and they don't want to, like, get into this thing right now. It's a very unstable situation. So this is all happening because of Gaza, because of the genocide. And the reason we call it a genocide is because the Israelis have stated themselves that they want to push all the Palestinians out and into the deserts of Egypt because they don't want to have a demographic equal, like, at the moment, there's in like that area, Israel, Palestine, there is 6 million Jews and there's 6 million Palestinians. Now, there's 2 million of them in Gaza, and they just want to get rid of them so that they can have a demographic majority by their own admissions, essentially. And that's what we're facing here, and that's where the chaos is accelerating from.
I'm listening to you. Continue.
Okay, sure thing. I didn't want to ravel too much. But yes, this Al-Tanf Air Base, if you guys remember, and I'll probably try to send, I'll probably try to put it on the top of my Twitter account as well. That was the base where a lot of those, do you guys remember the Free Syrian Army, the Al-Qaeda link?
That's where I was going next. I didn't want to interrupt. I love my government. No, I love my country. I don't love the criminals that have hijacked my government. Okay, let's be clear. It's like if I'm on a plane, the hijacker hijacks. I don't hate the pilot or the plane. I hate who hijacked it. I love my country. But under Obama and the rest of it, and then Trump got in, he kind of halfway stopped it, and then Russia won the war with the Syrians. For those who don't know, our government backed ISIS, which was just Al-Qaeda under another name.
Absolutely. And they were working with them on that border. I mean, it wasn't just ISIS, also with Al-Qaeda, Jabhat al-Nusra is what they called themselves. There's photos of them. I just tweeted a photo of them together at that base as a reply to your tweet about this live. And it's pinned to the top of my Twitter account as well. So I just wanted to, point out that this is the context. So the purpose of that base next to Syria was to try to defeat the Syrian government and install this, Islamic sort of Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda linked group. And the reason for that is because they hated the Shiites, and that way Syria and Iran could no longer be allies and could no longer.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Happened. I mean, this is unprecedented times, is what I'm saying. All the pieces are moving very quickly right now.
Well, you know, the people who control the U.S. government, they obviously don't really care about the U.S. as a nation. Otherwise, and I agree with you completely, otherwise they would be protecting their own borders. Like, they'd be building walls on their own doorstep. But instead you have, you know, that the U.S. government funding wars at walls that surrounded Gaza like it was a giant concentration camp that you couldn't get in or out of for 26 years. And actually inside Gaza, like 70% of the people are actually refugees from what is now being referred to as Israel. And those areas that those cities like Ashkelon, those were all Palestinian only about, you know, 30 years ago. So what's happening now is they're all like, why is the U.S. funding these wars, funding these walls in foreign Middle Eastern conflicts, but not on their own borders? And I think, you know, the agendas are clear. It's all about money. It's all about business. And they want cheap labor coming in from the border. And so the nuclear aspect of this is very, very, very important. So I just want to get into that. The escalation here, you know, I think it is my belief that we're already in World War III. You know, we don't know what World War III was supposed to look like. And I think, you know, when you combine the global conflicts around the world, we're already like either here or like tittering on the edge. And if World War III is the moment that nuclear bombs are used, then maybe tactical nuclear bombs have already been used. So, but however, when it comes to the Samson option that Israel has stated, you know, they have like 100 or more nukes, and their idea is that if their, you know, project of having a Jewish state in the Levant begins to appear to fail and they're facing a threat, then they're not just going to nuke their enemies. They're planning to nuke their allies. So they would nuke the United States, they would nuke the UK, they would nuke France, because it's kind of like if you don't help us, we're taking you down with us. And we're going to break down all these walls like Samson did. Now, the escalation ladder, you know, what we have here is sort of non-state actors are the ones fighting. You have the Houthis, you have Hezbollah, and you have Hamas. Iran and Syria and Lebanon are not involved yet. So they actually have the rules of engagement are let these guys fight it out, Israel and the militia groups, and the U.S. should not step in. And then as a result, the U.S. will not be targeted. But the U.S. has stepped in by attacking the Houthis in the Red Sea. The Red Sea blockade is supposed to stop supply lines from entering Israel. So the U.S. Navy has no reason to. Their vessels were getting let in fine. But that, as a result of that, that is why you're seeing a vast escalation in like U.S. bases being attacked.
Let me just interject quickly, because I just want to say here, I understand why the Houthis are doing it in solidarity with the Palestinians, but they are the ones firing missiles out in the ocean. So, you know, to say that the U.S. is attacking their ships, clearly Iran, through their proxies, wants a provocation. Disagree with me if you do, but I think that's prima facie. I think it's on his face. Why does Iran want to escalate this, or do you disagree with that? Because I mean, clearly they're escalating. I know they've got nuclear weapons. We know they're allied with Russia now. We know China's involved. I mean, I said this on October 7th. I said Hamas is going to be behind this with Hezbollah funding them. I said Hezbollah is going to be running this with Hamas as their front, and this is a trap. So whether you're pro-Israeli or neutral or anti whatever, I could have told Israel, you're the victims now. Say you want the leaders of Hamas killed, who don't even live in Gaza. Why? And we know Israel helped found Hamas in the 70s to delegitimize the Palestinian Authority. So I see some real hanky-panky behind the scenes here.
The reason this happened now is because of the Abraham Accords, because Saudi Arabia was going to basically, forget about the Palestinians, forget about what's happening to them, sign this peace treaty. It was, both Iran and Saudi Arabia joined BRICS. All of this stuff is part of the calculus of why this happened. Now, things escalated more than Iran realized it would, especially because the IDF has now been proven to have used Apache helicopters to fire randomly on any car, killing a bunch of civilians. And it got much, much bigger maybe than a lot of people thought it would. And I think that what's happening in the Red Sea is an attempt actually to kind of escalate, to de-escalate, in the sense that, they're trying to stop what's happening in Gaza. Because if they don't do anything, then Gaza will be epic.
Sure, you're saying hold the shipping lanes hostage so that the West sues for peace.
Exactly. That's exactly the idea. And but they don't want to do that, right? So that's why actually, even though they've attacked these ships, they're firing rockets, nobody has died actually on the boats at all, thankfully. So it's kind of like, they're trying to minimize escalation as well. I mean, they could be going much further if they wanted to, but they're trying
to. Okay, so then why would Iran have their Hezbollah-controlled rebels, Quds Force, send this big, powerful drone in and kill U.S. troops at that base? Because I mean, that's asking to get blown up.
It wasn't Hezbollah. It was some Iraqi group. I think the Islamic Army or something. I'm not sure.
But I mean, you're saying Iran's not involved supplying them with the weapons.
I definitely think that they are. They're actually one of the militias that fought ISIS in Iraq alongside the U.S. And they're supported by Iran, that's for sure. But the reason why that happened...
So you don't think Iran is in control of that group?
No, I do. I agree with you completely. I think Iran backs them, I think, 100%. But I think the reason that they did that is, again, as a kind of a message, because, it's kind of like an escalation ladder. And the escalation ladder is already...
No, I know the Rand Corporation escalation ladder. You're right. So this leads right to nuclear war.
Exactly, which is exactly what we're here to talk about. Now, if this keeps going, it should be that people say, okay, let's pull out of Syria. Why are soldiers there? They're not there to fight ISIS because ISIS is defeated. They're there to, threaten the Syrian military and try to do a regime change. Let's just pull them out. Pull them out of Iraq. The Iraq war was, a complete flaw. The other day, the Iraqi parliament asked the U.S. to leave. Just pull them out. There's no need for them there. That would be a de-escalation, right? But what's happening now is that if we keep escalating, right, eventually the U.S. and Iran will get into a direct fight. If they get into a direct fight as well, Israel and Syria, Russia will get in there. China is also around the Red Sea area. Even if it was just the U.S. and Iran, either of those states feel like their existence is under threat, Iran is just going to nuke Israel. And then Israel is going to launch nukes at everybody. And then everybody's going to launch nukes at everybody. And what we're going to have here is the end of the world.
Absolutely. So stay right there, Syrian girl. Let's talk about the different scenarios and how we stop this and how some of the globalist forces may think they can control this, which is sheer madness. They already released a virus for global control and killed 20 million people with a poison shot. We are in the throes of total megalomania by the elites of the planet. And then once the hysteria starts in the governments, it's like World War One or World War Two. It's on. And now we got nuclear weapons, biological weapons, chemical weapons, and so much more. The United States has antimatter weapons that can destroy the entire solar system, for those that didn't know. That's how crazy our establishment is, yeah. Yeah, 1945, they had a bomb to blow up a Japanese city. They got stuff that will blow the sun up. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, investigative journalist Syrian Girl is our guest. honored to have her with us here. But I'm talking big picture. This has escalated out of control. Mitch McConnell, the neocons, say they want to start attacking Iran. Iran, we know, has all sorts of high-tech weapons and supplying Russia right now. This is unraveling very quickly. What's the worst-case scenarios in your research view versus the best-case scenarios, and what do you expect to come out of this now?
Well, the worst-case scenario is that someone in Washington convinces, you know, the higher-ups that, you know, the AIPAC group, the ADL, gets in there and says the U.S. needs to fight for Israel in Iran, and Iran's not going to use nukes. You know, Iran's not going to escalate. If we, you know, they're probably going to just abandon this whole Palestine thing if we push them hard enough. And that is a miscalculation, because for Iran, like, you know, if it doesn't have this strategic depth in the region, then it's just going to become isolated, and there's just not going to be any Iran anymore, essentially. So for them, this is like a fight for their existence. But for the United States, this is technically not really a fight for the United States' existence, because the United States is not really under threat. I mean, the best-case scenario would be that the U.S. makes allies with Syria. Syria would love to be the United States' ally. The only thing that's stopping that is the U.S. has chosen Israel. And, you know, I don't think that it's a correct choice, because that is causing a lot of instability in the region, and the nuclear threat is there, and of course...
No, I totally agree. So let's talk about Israel, because I don't hate Israel, I don't hate anybody, but the chutzpah here, beyond bravado or hubris, okay, they got the Samson option, mutually assured destruction, they get attacked, they get overrun, they say they attack all the Middle Eastern countries, basically. Well, then Israel gets totally destroyed as well. So you think Israel is crazy enough to do that? Because that's where this is going. Most analysts agree. I mean, the James Baker Group agrees, which is a top globalist group. They say don't do it. The UN even says don't do it. I mean, anybody can look at this and say 80% chance this ends in nuclear war.
Well, the Israelis are, you have to think of them more like a terrorist group, because they think of themselves that way. That's how they started. So the IDF especially was started as three terrorist groups, Haganah, Irgun, and Lehi. So not only would they be bombing the Middle Eastern countries, they actually have plans to bomb even the United States with a nuclear weapon. That is the Samson option. So, but in the best case scenario would be to disarm Israel somehow, maybe through the IAEA, because that is where we're going to end up. I mean, if Iran gets disarmed, maybe Israel can be disarmed at the same time.
But isn't Israel a football all the Arab states use to oppress their people, and they argue about Israel all day? I mean, I kind of see the Abraham Accords as good. I know you said it sells out the Palestinians, but you got all those countries to work together, and I see all this as a backroom globalist deal to blow that up.
No, I mean, yes, there's definitely something to blow this up. But
let me ask you this. What's the change under Trump when they got rid of the old Saudi leadership and put in the new, who is pro-Trump, anti-Biden? I mean, what's the real political stuff there?
You know, honestly, MBS is a globalist. Because if you look at the Lion Project, I mean, that NEOM, that 15-minute city, that is all a bunch of occult, like, you know, it's actually what is being built by, it's kind of linked to Israel as well. And it's like this green city, and it's like the planned cage with the rest of us, the sample. That whole thing, you know, it's linked to the Abraham Accords. So I don't see that as necessarily a good thing, because essentially it's just like bringing globalism to the Middle East as well. And MBS is... Look, he has some good points. I mean, he did allow women to drive finally, but at the same time, he took all of his relatives and threw them in prison. And you know, he was bombing Yemen for about 10 years as well, until he's like, you know, threw his hat in and had enough. So you know, the Abraham Accords are basically like making peace in the Middle East without the Palestinians. Like, let's make peace with everybody else. But forget about the fact that there's 4 million Palestinians that have no citizenship and no state, and we're treating them as like second-class citizens. It's just not going to work. You know, you can't make peace unless you're making peace with the people you are at war with. which includes Syria, because Syria is Israel occupies part of Syrian territory.
I think you agree that this has gotten out of control. It's not gone well for Israel. It's been the biggest political black eye Israel's had since they got established in 47. This has totally turned the world against Israel, any way you can slice it. But Israel's only doubling down.
I just have to say one last thing. Just that Israel actually gave away a lot of U.S. military secrets in the 80s. And that is why I wanted to say that Syria would make a much better ally than Israel, because, they have very, Israel's ties to China, they sold all the U.S. Missile technology, airplane technology. Essentially, we would love to get the U.S. to get the Israel to de-escalate, because I don't think it's going to be able to de-escalate on its own.
Well, let's talk about people of Israel themselves. Netanyahu has less than 20% support, but due to parliamentary manipulation, it's just like Trudeau in Canada, he stays in power, how Merkel stayed in power. We saw a civil war in Israel before October 7th, and we saw a clear 7-plus-hour stand-down by the Israeli military.
Yeah, well, it was Yom Kippur. Maybe they had intel that they saw it coming and they let it happen, but we know for sure that by their own account that they actually made it much bigger, because they used Apache helicopters and tanks on the kibbutz. Hostages that were there said that they were like the IDF was just firing on everything and everyone because of the it's not Dahiya doctrine. It's another doctrine where if someone's taken hostage, their policy is to shoot the hostages as well. So this is one of the Israeli IDF policies. So that is why it got much, much bigger. And maybe that was part of the intention. Oil reserves, the U.S. is now like fighting on two fronts, is fighting in Ukraine. The U.S. oil reserves are down to the lowest it ever has. And so, the oil shortages that are going to be happen, the inflation, the hyperinflation that's going to happen, not just in the U.S., but here in Australia, like people are starving to death. Like, this is not just about nuclear war. The catastrophe can be much wider and economic.
Oh, it's just like the UN lockdowns for 3 years in the third world killed 80-something million people. Nobody hears about it. It wasn't the virus did that. It was the lockdowns.
Well, yeah, exactly right. And that was part of the plan. So they wanted to do the Great Reset. They wanted to do vaccine passports. And now the economy is completely under collapse. And it's just going to drive it over the edge. The Syrian economy is not having a very good time either, because the occupation is, on the oil fields as well, but the U.S. isn't getting any of that oil.
And then meanwhile, Israel also wants those big oil and gas fields right off the coast there of Gaza. But again, you have Zuckerberg and all the globalists building bunkers. How do they think they're going to be safe in bunkers in nuclear war? Everybody, when they're starving, is going to go to the bunkers.
They think that they're going to bring about the coming of the Messiah, okay? This is all a big messianic, apocalyptic cult, death cult, okay? They don't even care. They have the bunkers, sure, the people with the money and, all of the influence, they have the bunkers, but the occultist types that are, actually in charge, they, even ISIS guys, they thought that if they were going to go to war with 60 countries, this is going to make a prophecy happen, which is going to bring the return of Jesus Christ to Damascus. Now, the Messiah isn't Jesus Christ to everyone, just to Muslims and Christians, but essentially this is about trying to get all the, building the third temple, getting the third Hefa, getting the Messiah to come, and we have to do all of these things, including catastrophic wars.
All right, stay right there. Stay right there. We got a few minutes left with you. The big exclusive report about the big victory in federal courts that hasn't been announced yet. This is not broken anywhere. Overhead shot. It's now on Infowars.com. I put it on X at Real Alex Jones. It's a big exclusive story right now. Breaking.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
But I just wanted to finish off while I have a few more minutes. I wanted to thank you, Alex, for letting me speak. I wanted to say that the occultists that I discussed earlier, please look into it. It's not a crazy conspiracy theory. It just so happens that the people in charge are crazy. So they want to bring about the apocalypse because they want war, plague, COVID was plague, starvation, and death. And we've seen so many of these wars since 2011. Obama's Arab Spring, his funding of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. We saw the pandemic. We saw, the wars in the Middle East. If they go nuclear, that is going to be catastrophic. But also, even if now, like, Aramco oil fields get bombed as part of the escalation ladder, the shipping gets stopped as well. It's going to be mass starvation worldwide. They're banning fertilizers so we can't have food. And, you know, they're making us eat the insects for some reason. And, you know, they want to get as close to a depopulation, killing millions of people as much as possible. And that is what we're facing here. Of course, ceasefire would be ideal. Unfortunately, I don't think the United States people are running the show anymore. I think that it's been taken over by foreigners with their own agendas. And those foreigners are certainly not Russia. Unfortunately, I don't know what we're going to do about it, because honestly, we only have our voices. We have your show, Alex. You've warned us about this all along. And I just don't know what the solution is, except to keep spreading the truth, spreading the message, and maybe eventually getting people in there into power that are actually after the U.S. interests.
Yeah, that doesn't want to declare war. What's your view of Trump? What's your view of Trump overall?
You know what? Trump is a wild card. You know, he says a lot of fantastic things. He says things like the U.S. is essentially like we're in the Middle East for Israel. He says that we want peace in the Middle East. I think he was, you know, misinformed about, for example, MBS, who has ties with Epstein, who, for example, when he killed Soleimani, when he bombed Syria during the that fake chemical attack. Those things were, he gets a lot of, unfortunately, people around him that maybe give him bad advice.
No, I rather think he means well, but he certainly got more informed now. In closing, I want to show TV viewers a globe of the planet. And I'm glad that camera...
He's better than Biden and Clinton and all those guys.
So absolutely. I want to show a little bit wider shot, guys. I want to show the globe from the top, because that's important. A main nuclear war is going to happen with ICBMs fired out of Russia and the United States. They're only about 10 minutes away from each other. See how close we are right here. But also submarines in the Atlantic, the Pacific, and the Gulf of Mexico. And, yeah, the United States has submarines in the Mediterranean and submarines, obviously, in the Pacific and submarines in the Arctic areas, particularly in the summer. So, yeah, we can blow Russia up in 5 minutes. They can kill us in 5 minutes with submarine-launched missiles. That's how small this world is. But if there is a nuclear exchange in the Middle East, it will quickly move to India and Pakistan that are already chomping at the bit. And, of course, with China and this thing, in a matter of 30 minutes, you will see full commitment of nuclear weapons all over the world and the end of life on the surface for a long time in a new dark age, bare minimum. That's why I'm pushing to not have humanity, you know, become a graveyard. This is not our goal right here, ladies and gentlemen. This is not what we're looking for. Not a planet of death, but a planet of life. And there's been a lot of hype, a lot of hysteria before, and a lot of, you know, fear over nuclear war. We're closer, according to the International Atomic Scientists Group, and I agree with them, to midnight, to nuclear war we've ever been. We need to remove death out of the equation and stop this insanity now. But the old political system is coming to an end. The old financial system is coming to an end. And they want to put the planet into a crisis so they can pose as saviors yet again. And that's where we are. Closing comments, Sherry Girl.
Thank you. Let's all pray for peace, you know, between our nations. There's doesn't, you know, the whole idea that war is good for the economy, absolutely false. It's good for a few select people.
Oh, the French defense minister said that 2 weeks ago. The Swedish minister. They're like, oh, we're going to have this endless war. It'll be so good.
It's insane. Maybe it's good for, like, two people who are selling the guns. It's not good for the rest of us. The economy's in shambles. I say find the nuclear bunkers that these guys are staying in and make sure to note their address so when anything starts, we go right there. We try to get into them.
All right, Syrian girl, how do people find you? Where's the best place?
Thank you so much. Go to Partisan Girl on Twitter. That's where I'm biggest. And we have Syrian Girl Partisan on YouTube and Syrian Girl Partisan on Telegram as well. I have a Facebook, but Zuckerberg, I'm sick of him. Don't want to use it anymore.
Well, if you ever come to the U.S., we'd love to have you in studio.
Thank you so much. I would be honored to meet you. I hope that happens one day.
Maybe I'll come to Australia. All right. Be safe.
Please. My house is your house.
They may ban me there, though. They ban most people. All right. Thank you.
Actually, I'm not sure if I can get into the U.S. either, so we'll see about that.
Syrian girl, thank you so much.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, look, that's a huge subject. It's massive. We have an exclusive, and we're going to be talking about it right now. But everybody got really upset about the injunction and how Texas got blocked and how they started trying to remove razor wire and how all these states joined us. But a federal court, the Fifth Circuit, is set to say we're going to ignore the injunction and basically allow a trial on merits by Texas. That'll take weeks or months, probably months. And the exclusive article is on Infowars.com right now. Here it is, breaking exclusive. Major Texas border victory. Federal court set to rule in favor of Texas against razor wire injunction. The full article, exclusive, just now breaking, the last 10 minutes. Infowars.com and Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Get it and share it. And I'm going to come back next hour for 10, 15 minutes. Gerald understands it sometimes. Then Gerald takes over. And I'm going to read this article. A lot of it sent from our federal whistleblowers, one public, some of them not. We don't just trust our whistleblowers. They're great people. But we also talk to folks in the courts. And they said, yeah, this is dead on. So this is breaking news right now. But let me stop right here. I can't do this show and change the world without you. You've changed the world with what you've done. We've had such incredible victories. Are you spreading the word about the show? Are you sharing clips? Are you praying for the broadcast? I'm asking humbly for that. Are you buying products at InfoWarsStore.com? Less than 1% of our audience, and I'm not complaining, it's sad, ever goes to InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best water filtration, the best durable foods, amazing t-shirts, great books, great films, the best supplements that will game change your life at InfoWarsStore.com. Go get the products today. We're ending the sale in the next 48 hours. The Supercharge Special, Real Red Pill, DNA Force Plus, 50% off because they're selling out. We've got Next Level Foundational Energy. I knew it'd be a hit product because methylfolate is so popular. It's the breakdown of folic acid that most people can't break down fully. Your cells literally eat this. It's beyond stimulant. If you've never felt energy like this, particularly if you're Northern European, but even black folks feel it. Most black folks don't have the cellular problem of not being able to process folic acid and methylfolate. Look it up. But you still feel it. But if your ass is white like me, this is amazing. And athletes take it. People in the Olympics, it's how white folks are winning the marathons and, you know, the sprints now because they're on methylfolate. It is amazing. So I can call it the white person pill, but it's good for everybody. Infowarsstore.com, Next Level Financial Energy. It's about to sell out. Despite that, it's discounted still. And I'm in bankruptcy, so we got a limited run of this, man. We're trying to get the money to get a big run of this. I knew it'd be a hit. It's about to sell out. Next Level Financial Energy. And then the stimulant energy, 10 hours of clean, time released, incredible, without a letdown. 10-hour clean energy, Turbo Force, InfoWarsStore.com. And finally, all the great wound gel patented and the immune gargle patented with nanosilver and the original super blue toothpaste with the iodine and the nanosilver and the tea tree oil and all of it. This original you love so much, unavailable for almost 3 years, exclusively available at drjonesnaturals.com. Just drjonesnaturals.com. One word, drjonesnaturals.com. And there's a whole bunch of products not available at InfoWarsStore.com. Like Rocket Rest and Primal Energy and Top Brain and Kava Chill and PMS Guard and Tribal Fusion. It's all there at DrJonesNaturals.com, and they're a great sponsor and fund the operation. And finally, if you want to support me, it's my book. And a court makes me pay half the legal bills around here, which I can't even do. I'm in the hole. Please get the signed book or unsigned book as a fundraiser. That's your action. If you want to take action, The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch an expert renaissance at InfoWarsStore.com. Please support me. We'll be right back.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.